2237.
What is up? Good morning, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne and rosacea, and psoriasis, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, regenerating, renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls, 855-660-4261. We've got a guest coming up in our second half of the program, so we'll take calls in our second segment. Ray Dillon's going to be talking to us about her addiction app. Ray Dillon is an addiction specialist, and she's got a detox app, which I have on my phone, actually. And we're going to be talking to her about addiction and her detox application that you can get on, I believe, on Android. Speaking of Android, you can also get a Brightside app for you guys who have an Android phone. iPhone app is soon to come. Thank you for doing that, Ted Anderson. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the Longevity products. We also have a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, help spread the word about the power and the importance of a nutritional supplementation program, or just get your Longevity products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Don't forget, you can always check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. That's pharmacistben.com. I've got articles and videos and all the stuff I've done for the last couple of years on GCN, and my presentations are all up at brightsideben.com. I'm doing a blog up there as well as updating news stories on a daily basis. That's pharmacistben.com. Okay, let's see. I think that's all the housekeeping we got to do. I want to continue talking about acidity and osteoporosis and this whole pancreatic relationship. The pancreas is kind of like Mr. Cellophane. It's like it's transparent. We don't notice the pancreas, but pancreatic cancer is the most deadly form of cancer, and for good reason. The pancreas is mega, mega, mega important. Not just for digestion. The pancreas is obviously a digestive organ, but there's also an immune connection, and especially an autoimmune connection to pancreatic health. And there's a degenerative disease connection to pancreatic health. This whole issue of digestion and alkalinity and pancreatic enzymes is really, really important. And it may be a hidden cause of many of our health challenges, including cancer, including heart disease, and including and especially autoimmune diseases. If you're not able to alkalinize your food, if you're not able to make food alkaline after it leaves the stomach, after it enters the small intestine, if you're not able to alkalinize your food because you're not making enough bicarbonate, because your pancreas is working too hard, enzymes are not going to be able to do their food digesting work effectively. They're not going to be able to break down foods completely. And that means that you can end up with particles of food that have not been completely processed getting into your blood and getting into your body. And that is a big emergency for the body, as we've said many times in the program. If your pancreas is not working correctly, the likelihood of food particles getting into your blood and body are increased. Once incompletely digested food particles get into your body, this can cause an immune reaction. This can stimulate the immune system. Food, little food particles, microscopic as they may be, are not supposed to be in the pristine, sacred space of the blood. Once these little particles of food get into the blood, secondary to problems with your pancreas, you get an immune reaction, you get a defensive reaction, and you can initiate almost every single autoimmune disease you can think of. Food particles are not supposed to get into the blood, but if the digestive process and the pancreatic digestive process specifically is not working as it should, this is exactly what's going to happen. The body's defense system, the immune system, perceives the entrance of these undigested, partially digested food particles in the blood as an emergency, as an attack on the sacred space of the blood, and it takes these kinds of attacks really, really seriously. The immune system will try to surround and destroy these undigested pieces of your lunch or your breakfast or your dinner or your snack. Literally try to surround these particles with immune cells, and now you end up with these globs made up of immune cells and food particles floating around in your blood, circulating throughout the blood. They're actually called circulating immune complexes, or CICs, and they are a major marker, a major sign of inflammation. They're a major sign of immune problems are a major sign of autoimmune disease, psoriasis, MS, Crohn's disease, kidney disease. These are all linked to the presence of circulating immune complexes secondary to pancreatic breakdown and digestive system failure. You think I'm kidding you folks when I talk about the importance of the digestive system? I know almost every call that we get, the first thing I say is digestion, digestion, digestion. And this whole link of between pancreatic health and immunity and breakdown of the digestive process and autoimmune diseases is very, very important, and we need to be taking it seriously. It's little things like this that can allow us, once we understand what's going on, it's little things like this that can allow us to reverse the degenerative disease process without a darn doctor. You don't need a doctor to fix your digestive system, folks. And you can see how critical this connection between the digestive system and autoimmunity and immune health issues is. Another thing, if you're not processing foods, specifically, for example, if you're not processing proteins, the pancreas is secreting enzymes that help us break up proteins, you're not going to get the amino acids for building tissue. You're not going to get the amino acids for detoxifying the body. You're not going to get the amino acids for energizing the body. Energy, detoxification, building all require proteins, amino acids that come secondary to the pancreas or the work the pancreas is doing. Without a pancreas, no aminos. To the extent that your pancreas is not working effectively, that's the extent your amino acid your ability to process and work with amino acids is going to be decreased. That means you're going to feel like crap. That means chronic fatigue syndrome. That means fibromyalgia. That means ultimately every autoimmune disease you can name, from psoriasis to multiple sclerosis to celiac disease, whatever. It means you're just going to feel like crap, and it's all secondary to a pancreatic issue. A couple days ago, we talked to a gal who was dealing with endometriosis. They want to take out her uterus. They want to take out her her female organs. Did they ever think to ask how her digestion is? Well, I did. Her digestion's crap. She's got chronic diarrhea. Chronic diarrhea is one of the hallmark signs of pancreatic problems. If you have chronic diarrhea secondary to pancreatic problems, you're not going to be able to process fats. Not only does the pancreas process proteins, it also processes fats. You're not making fats, you're not going to make hormones. You're not making hormones, you're going to have problems with your periods, you're going to have problems with endometriosis, you're going to have problems with your female reproductive system. Is your doctor going to say, well, let's check out, see how your pancreas is doing? Probably not. Your doctor's going to say, let's take out your uterus. And oh, by the way, it's going to cost you $25,000 or your insurance company anyway. Not that I'm saying that doctors are doing this just for the money, although maybe some of them are. In any case, the pancreas is important. The point I'm making here is pancreatic enzyme deficiency can be behind almost every health challenge you can name. And how do you deal with pancreatic enzyme insufficiency? Take it easy on your digestive system. Here's a great strategy for you. Chew your food. The enzymes that are contacting the food when you chew, salivary enzymes, are similar to the enzymes in your pancreas. You can reduce the load on your pancreas improve pancreatic health by doing something as simple as drinking a lot of food. This is the Bright Side message, folks. It's the simple things. It's the easy things. It's the benign, non-toxic things. It's the inexpensive things that we can all do for ourselves in the comfort of our homes without doctors that makes us healthy or not healthy if we're not doing them. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side. We're coming back with your phone calls. 855-660-4261.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking to Ray Dillon about her detox app, which I put on my phone this morning and checked out. It's a really neat app if you're trying to get off of caffeine or alcohol, or there's an other there, too, if you're trying to get off of other. We'll talk to Ray about that in the second half. We'll take your phone calls here in just a moment, 855-660-4261. We're talking about the pancreas and its relationship to autoimmune diseases, its relationship to immune problems, its relationship to cancer. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez is a big believer in using pancreatic enzymes. Actually, I'm not even sure if he's still alive, but Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez has written a lot about using pancreatic enzymes for cancer. And the pancreas is super, super mega important. If you have any problems going on in the stomach, specifically problems making digestive acids, so-called hypochlorhydria, low stomach acid, chances are pretty good you're going to also be dealing with a pancreas problem. If you feel digestive bloating or discomfort a couple of hours after you eat a meal, an hour or two after you eat foods, again, the chances are good you're dealing with a pancreas problem. If you have chronic diarrhea, again, the chances are pretty good that you're dealing with a pancreatic issue. And the pancreas, of course, not only is important for digesting foods, but it's also important for making insulin, and perhaps the diabetes epidemic that we're confronting in this country has something to do with the problems we have digesting our food secondary to pancreatic issues. The more work our pancreas is doing, the more likely it's going to be to poop out, especially when it comes to making insulin and processing sugars. All right, I have lots more I want to talk about. Tomorrow we'll talk about more specifically about bone health and things you could do to build strong bones. We've been talking about alkalinizing for strong bones and reducing acidity for strong bones. But there's also there are also some really neat supplements that you can take to help build strong bones. One of my favorite supplements for building strong bones is something everybody, I guarantee most of you guys anyway, have heard of this supplement, have heard of this stuff, but hardly anybody ever talks about it in terms of its importance for building bones. And this is one of my all-time favorite supplements. We've addressed it many times on this program, but we haven't addressed it in terms of how important it is for making your bones strong and healthy. We will do that tomorrow as we continue talking about osteoporosis, bone health, the digestive system, acidity and alkalinity on the bright side. 855-660-4261 is our number. William in New Jersey, the Garden State. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot from you over the years. Now all I got to do is just start doing some of this.
Okay.
a quick question. Sure. I hope I'm not out of line in asking you this, but could you comment about the efficacy of one or the other of these two different heart drop products that I hear advertised regularly on Genesis?
Okay. I know about heart drops. You're talking about Strauss heart drops?
Yeah, if I can use the name, the heart Strauss drops in particular, yeah. And also the heart and body, and I'm wondering if one formula is better than the other, or, you know, generally what you have to say about that.
I don't really like targeting the heart specifically when it comes to dealing with protecting your heart or heart disease. And I know about the Strauss drops. I don't know about the other products. I can't really talk about it. The Strauss drops are herbs, basically. I think there's some garlic in there also. Yeah. They're all nice herbs. There's some, I'm going off the top of my head here, there's some cayenne in there, and cayenne is great for your heart. There's also some white willow in there. Gosh, you know what? I should probably look it up. I don't know all the herbs. Here's the thing. You're not going to hurt yourself more than likely. Using herbs to treat the heart, if you don't address the digestive system and the blood sugar system and the adrenal thyroid complex, what I call the triangle of disease, if you're just using the heart drops and you're not addressing the triangle, you're somewhat spitting into the wind. You know, you're going against the grain. It's not really going to work as effectively. Not that it's going to hurt, but I much prefer clients, my patients, to focus on the basics before you start to go into formulations and formulas, especially herbal formulas. You know, herbs are great. I love herbs. I pick herbs. We wildcraft them in my pharmacy. I talk about them a lot. But there's no such thing as a white willow deficiency disease. You know, cayenne's great for your heart, but there's no such thing as a cayenne deficiency disease.
Yeah.
Deficiency diseases are in vitamin C and in vitamin E. Toxicity of the heart involves problems with the gallbladder, problems with the pancreas. If you have a messed up blood sugar system, if you're not making enough bile and you're not absorbing vitamin A and you're not absorbing your zinc and your magnesium, you're going to have problems with your heart, no matter how much Strauss heart drops you take. Not that the Strauss heart drops are bad, but as my grandmother used to say, we got the emphasis on the wrong syllable, or the emphasis on the wrong syllable. You got to put the emphasis on nutrition. You got to put the emphasis on what's getting into the system that's monkeying it up. What kind of monkey wrenches are you throwing in terms of the foods we're eating? eating mostly, and then we can start to focus on these extra kinds of things like formulations, like heart drop formulations. Not that they're bad for you, but if you don't have enough vitamin C, which many people don't, you're going to be in big trouble no matter how much original Strauss heart drops you're using. If you have blood sugar problems and you're eating at McDonald's and you're eating, you know, Sara Lee pound cakes every week, you're going to have problems with your heart no matter how much heart drops you take. If you need to lose 100 pounds and your blood sugar is through the roof and you've got adrenal problems and you're hypothyroid, you're going to have a messed up cardiovascular system no matter how much heart drops you take. So let's put the emphasis on the correct syllable, focus on the triangle of disease, eliminate toxicity through the digestive tract, stabilize blood sugar, make sure you're breathing correctly, relax, use your zinc and your nutrients for your adrenal glands, and most importantly, get yourself on a good, solid nutritional supplement program. And then if you want to do the heart drops, do the heart drops after that. Is that too much information, or does that sum it up pretty nicely for you there, bro?
No, that sounds good, and it's amazing how, you know, you basically keep coming back to, you know, the same basics, and all you have to do is get the basics.
The basics, and they're inexpensive. We can do them in our home. We don't need to purchase any fancy schmancy formulations, and we most certainly never need a darn doctor. And I'm sorry, I got friends who are doctors, but you can fire your MD. They're useless when it comes to this kind of care. Now, if you have get hit by a car, you get hit by a bus, you have some kind of trauma, yes, you need a surgeon. You need to be stitched up. There's a wonderful role for medicine in terms of emergencies, but what I call heroic medicine. But when it comes to ambulatory day-to-day care, fire your MD, as my friend Dr. Glidden says, and take care of your health, and the health of your family, yourself. That's the way it's supposed to be, with the help of the good Lord, of course. I got to move on there, William. I hope I helped you out there, buddy, okay?
Very much, Ben. Thanks so much, my friend.
God bless. Have a great day. Erin in Florida, got a couple of minutes. What's going on, girl?
Hi, Ben. How you doing?
Doing good.
I want to ask you if you could explain the difference between folate and folic acid.
Sure.
My wife was talking with the owner of a local health food store the other day, and he was just explaining, you know, things about posh in China and synthetic vitamins, but he was explaining about folic acid, how it can increase the chance of cancer, and I noticed that some of the vitamins that we take contain a substantial amount of folic acid. I just wanted to just explain the difference between the folate and the folic acid.
Okay, I kind of heard half of what you're saying, and by the way, your name is Erin, right? Not Erin.
Yeah, Aaron.
Okay, I apologize for that. I got Aaron here on my board. Okay, so Aaron, in any case, folate and folic acid are the same. Folate, whenever you hear the suffix ATE at the end of a word, like, for example, glycinate or aspartate, you're dealing with a form of an acid that is almost exactly the same as the acid. So aspartate is almost exactly the same as aspartic acid. It's another form of aspartic acid. Glycinate is another form of glycinic acid. And folate is another form of folic acid. They're basically the same thing. I wish I could have heard what you said about cancer, because it sounded like you got some misinformation there. We got to move on, Aaron. I'd love it if you could call me back tomorrow and we can discuss this some more, because I heard you say something, but I didn't catch your full question. Anyway, we got Ray Dillon coming up in our second segment. She's going to be talking about her addiction app. So if you're dealing with any kind of addictive issues, you may want to listen into that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back right after this.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comb block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vapory and e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. If you like what you hear, we are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. My next guest, or my guest, Ray Dillon, is the, the author, you say, of an application, developer of an application called Detox. She's an addiction specialist. She calls herself a sober coach. And we're going to be talking about addictions for the next half hour and things that you could do if you are addicted and ways that you can do this, use this Detox app, which I purchased this morning. Welcome to the Bright Side, Ray. Do we have Ray?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Ray. Welcome to the Bright Side, first of all. You know, usually when I do my interviews, I was telling you during the break, when I do my interviews, I've got a lot of information and I can just dive right into things, but I didn't get a bunch of information from your PR firm. And I wonder if you could just, before we get into your detox app and some specific questions I have about addiction, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in addiction, in how you got this, developed a specialty in addiction, and then we'll start talking about your app and some of the questions I have about addiction. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ray.
Sure. For the last 10 years, I've been working in the recovery realm and in various capacities, you know, trying to just get connected with people and see how drug addiction and how environmental and genetic situations affect drug use and dependency. And I have had the privilege of working with all types of people, whether it would be extremely wealthy VIPs or people that were, you know, living in shelters, just across the board. So during that sort of path to understanding and learning more about how to help people get into a process of recovery, I realized that there's several things we all have in common as people, and there's a typical way of understanding how someone would come to, you know, have an excessive problem with drugs, and connectivity is a big part of, you know, discovering how to work together to talk to each other about that. So detox to me was something where people, if you don't have a lot of money to go to rehab, you know, if you can't afford rehab, which, you know, some of the top rehabs are $80,000 for 28 days to $20,000 a month, and not everyone can afford that. A lot of people can't, in fact. So what's going to happen to the people that are unable to get into recovery or even understand they might have a problem? And that's where I thought that if we had a tool that was inexpensive where we could all stay connected and be reminded 24 hours a day of, you know, what we're trying to accomplish with addiction or our dependencies, you know, it would have a much better receptive audience, because there's such a big need for help with chemical dependency.
Now, you said a couple interesting things there. First of all, I want to get it back into the subject of connectivity. I think that's very interesting as it relates to addiction. But before we get into that, is there an upside to spending $20,000 or $50,000 for a big rehab, to go to a famous rehab center, the Prentice Center, or any of these centers that we hear advertised on TV? Do you get $50,000 worth of therapy, or can you get the same thing on an app, for example?
Well, you definitely can't get the same thing, and I want to emphasize the fact that detox is used in conjunction with other elements of recovery. I wouldn't feel comfortable saying you can use this instead of going to rehab. But what I was suggesting is that there's a way for us to create sort of a recovery path and a program for people that have various situations. If you can afford to go to rehab and get the therapy and the counseling and the comfort and, you know, kind of being sheltered from your regular everyday life, of course that's going to be of benefit. But at the same time, once you leave rehab, how are you going to still stay connected to that group of recovery? And, you know, there's many different ways of going to 12-step programs. There's, you know, different types of things that people in recovery continue to do on a day-to-day basis to maintain that connection to other people. So it's very much about being connected. And in my experience, it's like an addict doesn't want to talk to somebody who hasn't had the experience themselves. So it's like, how is an addict going to believe a psychiatrist or a doctor that says, yeah, this is how you quit drinking or this is how you quit using, that hasn't had the experience themselves per se? You want to, you know, it's more believable when someone's been there or has the experience with it.
So when you say connectivity, and you said connection and connectivity several times, you're talking about if you're trying to quit an addict, if you're trying to get off of some kind of substance, being connected to other addicts. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
So you feel like is that a standard part of addiction therapy, is to be connected with other addicts? That's why they do 12-step and Al-Anon, those kind of meetings?
Yeah, I mean, I believe so. That's one of the elements of it. It's, you know, having either a sponsor who's gone through it, you know, or having a mentor or having a counselor who's, you know, kind of tracking your progress and asking how things are going, and then the people that you start to really inform you of what's going on in your life and maybe why you've developed this dependency, what specifically has happened in your journey that's brought you to this point, and how do you want to change that?
Do you think that the failure that people experience in trying to get off of substances or try to quit whatever they're addicted to has to do with not being connected, like people trying to do it on their own?
Absolutely. I think isolation for most addicts is a big thing. I think it creates a lot of shame when you know you have a dependency of some sort, whether it's, you know, food and you're overeating at home by yourself, or you're popping a pain pill, you know, during the day. It's not really something that you do in front of other people. So there's some measurement of what I would say is a dependency. You know, if you can't do it in front of 20 people, chances are that it's something that you're hiding. And there's a lot of truth to be found out in why people do that.
So you can diffuse the shame aspect by sharing, by being connected with other addicts. Like, you're not the only person who's dealing with this kind of problem.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It helps, you know, take the emphasis off self, too. It's like misery also loves company. So you can imagine that just addicts in general, like, go to that part of themselves and tell themselves the story. So if you're able to talk with others, you're thinking less about yourself, and you're more open to possibility of quitting using.
Now, you mentioned, you said something about environmental and genetic links to addictive behaviors. What are the environmental and genetic links?
Well, I think genetics, you know, carry a line of addiction. I don't know, scientifically, they don't know exactly how that works out, but if it's passed along in the family, on the family line, there's chances are that some people will be addicted just as it's a genetic symptom. But that's not always the case. And then environmental, I think there's a lot of pressure in the world today, especially for success, and especially Americans, we're driven to be successful, we're driven to be thin, we're driven to get attention, and all those pressures from society that are happening cause us to want to be more relaxed, to be, you know, thinner, to be, you know, putting something to fill the nervousness void or whatever we can do to kind of distract ourselves from thinking about whatever it is. So I think it's a pretty big issue across the board. Addiction is just on the rise. It's getting worse and worse every year.
And do you think human beings are built to be addicted, or do you think we've created a culture that encourages addiction? We got to take a break. But if you can think about that and the answer when we come back from our break, is it a part of the human condition, or is it part of our culture, or is it a combination of both? We're talking to Rae Dillon about addiction. We're going to get into her discussing her new app, which I purchased this morning, a detox app. If you're trying to get off of some substance, it's kind of got some neat little features and benefits. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Pharmacist Ben. I am doing the Bright Side, and we'll be back with Rae Dillon right after this.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper.
Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're talking to Ray Dillon about her detox app before we went to break. Ray, is it part of the human condition to be addicted to be addicted to substances or whatever we're addicted to, or is it something that we've evolved as our culture has developed?
I think it varies. Physical dependence, you know, occurs because of normal adaptations to different exposure, and I think as human beings, yes, we can easily be addicted if we look at cocaine in the little rat trap with the mice. You know, they go right for it. They keep going back and back and back to push the button. But I also think that because of the rise of what's going on in our world now, just environmental factors contribute to it so much more. We have way more deaths per year now than we've ever had, and overdoses and pharmaceutical sales is through the roof. So we have a lot more, you know, addicted people.
Do you think addiction has something to do with our need to control our environment if we feel out of control?
On some level, I know there are people that need prescription pills, you know, so I separate the difference between those two, but I do think that we don't want to feel anything bad, you know, as a whole. Americans don't want to feel bad, and we don't know what to do with some of the feelings we have, which kind of brings us back to, like, the connection. It's always easier to talk through bereavement or other issues that you might have with somebody else than just being on your own and trying to isolate and get through some of these feelings.
Do you think we're addicted to feeling bad?
Maybe on sometimes, but not necessarily. I think that we question every feeling we have as being good or bad, and maybe we should just see it as a non-judgmental thing, and this is how I'm feeling today. It doesn't have to be good or bad, you know?
They're just feelings like waves in the ocean kind of thing. They just come up and then they arise and they go back down. They arise and they come back down. That's kind of neat. All right, so let's talk about your detox app. It's kind of interesting and it's pretty easy to use. Why don't you tell the listeners how you developed it, what your thought process was when in developing it, and tell us a little bit about how you can use it to get off of whatever you're addicted to.
Sure. I liked the idea of having a place where you could have a 24-hour connection. And a lot of patients that I've seen have a hard time wanting to reach out when they're going through some of those periods of, you know, understanding that they're at the point of wanting to quit and then not really being able to. So who do they connect with, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning when they're feeling badly and they don't want to bother anyone else? So this is something that stays with you, this app, for 24 hours, and you can set it to where it's your companion, basically. It'll ask you how you're feeling, and it'll post to you how much time you have, and constant daily support, especially, you know, during the detrimental period, which is the first 90 days of sobriety. So that's one of the features of it. The other thing that a lot of users are really interested in is being able to do this with a support team. So if you have, you know, two of you and your friends want to quit smoking together, it's much easier to have the, you know, motivation of your partner doing it, as well as the app, you know, motivating you and cheering you along and reminding you that this is something that you're working on today and focusing on the day.
So other people can plug into whatever you're punching into your app?
They can see what your dependency is, how many days you've been abstinent, and what your mood is on a day-to-day basis.
So you got to be ready to let the world know about your addiction if you're going to use this thing.
Well, not necessarily. We thought about being very private in this, because a lot of it is, and especially initially, if you have a hard time with a lot of relapse going on, you tend to not, you know, be openly honest about sharing what's going on at the start of it until you get a little time. So there's the privacy feature for us, which is you pick any username you want, and you only tell people that you want to have your username, what your username is. Otherwise, you can lock your privacy controls and just anonymously count by yourself. You know,
now, do you have any statistics on success rates, on how successful people have been quitting using this detox app?
Well, we have just launched the app, so I would not, it's only been out for 10 weeks, so I wouldn't be able to say that yet, because I'd want a cycle, you know, to go through before I could say. But I, in conjunction with other things, it's had great success so far.
Now, what do you mean in conjunction with other things?
Just different forms of therapy that people are doing, 12-step, you know, sponsorship, therapy, you know, working in group therapy, and the same sort of idea of talking about what's going on. So there's many modes that an addict needs to do to start to recovery, because it's something that you have to think about constantly. The app is reminding you of that. You know, it sends you inspiration and motivation daily. But also at the same time, it's like, what are you doing to help the people that might have less time than you, and how can you connect to them?
Now, tell me a little bit about the inspirational aspect of this thing. I noticed that I'm getting quotes. I've gotten a couple quotes. I signed up for this thing early this morning, and I got a couple quotes already. Tell me about this whole idea of inspiration.
Inspiration, I like to think of it as evidence, too. And I know for a lot of addicts that I've worked with, that if they don't see there's hope and inspiration, it's going to be very hard to quit a dependency. And so, to me, hearing a really good quote or feeling like, you know, you have something to look forward to is really part of starting that process along the way. And the quotes, I picked them because they just cause me to think about things in a different way and maybe perceive things, you know, when we're mired down in our days. Whoever we are, whatever kind of dependency we're struggling through, we don't really think about that necessarily all the time. So that just helps motivate for your greater purpose.
And what is the relationship with Facebook of this thing? You can link it up to Facebook?
You can if you want. It's all based on your privacy controls and what you feel comfortable, which was a big big part of this development because it is such a private thing, and you can always pick a username that's very obscure and no one will ever find out who you are, you know?
Well, I didn't. I put my name up there, so anybody wants to follow my little addiction here, which is other, because I'm addicted to work. I didn't hear you talk about addicted.
Right.
I hear you talk about non-substance addictions, but they're addictions too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's shopping. There's so many things that we do just to get out of ourselves that produced like just the serotonin, you know, level highs and everything and adrenaline on a daily basis. We might not even know what it is. And as human beings, we all do something to distract ourselves. So it's not just in particular to the hardcore drug addict or the person who can't stop eating chocolate or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Is that the one thing all addictions have in common, is that they're a way for us to distract ourselves from our problems?
I think so on some level. There's also, you know, a physical craving when you get into, depending on what some of these substances are, that get to be, you know, pretty mind and body altering. So it just depends. But, you know, I think if you're centered and you're feeling good, you just want to have a regular balance in your life. And, you know, that kind of goes across the board.
And be able to do whatever you're addicted to, but just not feel compelled to do it. Is that what you're talking about?
If it's not a life-threatening addiction, I mean, yes.
Right, to be able to have your enjoy your chocolate or your caffeine or whatever it is, but just not feel like a compulsion to eat chocolate or to do caffeine or whatever your addictive drive is.
Exactly. I think some people have the motivation to feel that way, but the other, you know, to be balanced in that is a different thing entirely. So.
Okay, so we're running out of time here, Ray. Tell listeners how they can get this detox app if they want. I imagine it's on iPhone and Android, correct?
Yes. You can go to the iTunes store, and it's spelled DTOX, and it's the detox app. It's also available on Google Play, and it's $3.99.
And Android?
Android as well. It's available through Google Play.
Good deal. And tell you have a website, Ray?
I do. It's DTOXAPP.com.
DetoxApp.com, DTOXAPP, correct?
Yes.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much, Ray. Good luck with your app. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll be keeping an eye on how this thing does. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you
Appreciate
so much.
Appreciate you being on the Bright Side. Have a beautiful
thank
day.
You.
All right. That was Ray Dillon. Her app is Detox, D-T-O-X. Her website, DetoxApp.com. And I purchased it this morning, and it's kind of neat, actually. If you're trying to get off of something, addictive substance or addictive drive, you may want to check it out. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about osteoporosis and acidity and its relationship to immunity, and then also talk about some substances, some nutritional substances that you can use to help build bone, to literally help strengthen your bone. And guess what, folks? Calcium is way down on the list. And we'll be doing that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.